Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. Happy Thursday, you guys. Welcome to Unleash Radio. I am your hostess, Miss Behavior. Miss Unleash, how's everyone doing out there? I hope everyone is having a fabulous week. Man, we are almost done with this week, and I hope that you guys are staying safe out there and making sure that you're quarantining, you're staying healthy, eating healthy, washing them damn hands, and checking on your people. You know, this is a rough patch, but we're going to get through it. We always do, right? We always do. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. I wanted to do a quickie. I figured that, you know, why not? I had some things on my mind, and I wanted to just share some quick thoughts. Occasionally, I decided to do some quick topics, some, like, hot topics, I guess, for the Unleash Radio. And get some quick tips or some ideas that I've run across, and I just want to share them with you. Real quick, we do have a podcast scheduled for tomorrow night, Friday night at 9 p.m. I will be interviewing a gentleman who is in the swinger lifestyle. His name is Mr. Sheldon, and that's going to be a very, very, very interesting interview because I'm totally green to it. I don't know anything about it. But I am curious to know what are the taboos, all the myths that we hear about the swinger lifestyle and the comparison, so we can distinguish between BDSM lifestyle and swinger lifestyle. There is a difference, you guys. So make sure you tune in to Unleash Radio tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Just jumping right into it. This topic is just about how do you want it. This is geared towards men, women, anyone, when it comes to what you want to do, what you want to experiment. I think that as adults, we need to communicate, use our words, right? It's not a matter of assuming that our partner can read our minds. That is not the case. We want to make sure that we explore and educate each other. And this is a no judgment. My thing is, how do you want it? You know, part of the process of being in any type of relationship, whether it's non-committal, short-term, long-term, or whatever, is learning about what you like sexually. It's also learning on how to ask for what you like. So there's no shame in sharing with someone who you want to get down with how you like to be kissed, how you like to be touched, or even how you want to be stroked. So just throw it out there and get over yourself, you know, as far as that awkward feeling. just go ahead and do it, you know. The trick to really finding a way to do that is to really target about keeping your insecurities at bay. Just put it aside, your ego aside, and don't really fuck up a situation by trying to be aggressive in the approach. There's a tactful way in doing it, so you got to set it up. You got to really, if you have to, you just kind of rehearse it, right? You just got to rehearse what you want to say to your partner and making sure that everything is out there on the table. You don't want to blindside your partner, right? There are times where you may approach your partner and there are the responses that they give you, you know, can range, right? So a couple of responses that your partner may have. You may have that type of partner who says, like, okay, yeah, so that's your I love you, so yes, let's do it. They're all in, right? They're all in. Then you have the one that's like, I know how much it turns you on, and that kind of turns me on too, so I'm willing to try it. So you have that type of partner. You may address your partner as such, and they say, well, do you really want to? I mean, what do you think? Should we do it? Tell me what you think, and then, you know, I'll do it. Or you have someone who's like, all right, look, we'll just do it like one time and, you know, maybe two times because I might not really like it the first time, but we'll try it. So you might have that type of response, or someone who's like, I'll try this for you, but I'm pretty sure I'm not going to dig it. Like, this might be some bullshit, but, you know, come on, let's get this over with. Or you have that type of partner who's a negotiator. I'll do this with you, but only if you give me this. So it's like a bartering situation. Or you may have that partner who says, okay, just that one time, and I'm not going to do this again ever, so don't ask me again. You better enjoy it because it's not going to happen again in this lifetime. You have a partner who may be like, well, all right, if you keep messing with me about this, you keep asking me, so I guess. That type of response, or the person who responds like it, in their head, they're like, if I don't do this, then you're probably not going to be happy. If I don't do this, you're probably not going to be happy with me in the relationship. You might end up leaving me. It's like all types of stuff. So those are some issues that you definitely want to look out for. You don't, those red flags. So once you start that conversation with your partner, make sure you listen to their response, okay? So real quick, we'll go through like some 10 tips on how to really communicate that. So be prepared for the awkwardness, you know, whether you want to try something BDSM style, where you want to do some bondage, things like that nature. Make sure you just go ahead and just put that awkwardness aside because it's going to happen. So you have to set the mood for it. And whether you're alone in bed or at the table, where it's comfortable. Number two, make sure you know what you like. So whatever you want to try, make sure you know how to express that and be transparent. Don't fluff it up. Just tell them what you want. Number three, make sure you communicate. Communicate beforehand, in a process where it's comfortable for the two of you, and keep that conversation going, even outside of the bedroom, okay? Number four, don't be judgmental, but, you know, try to keep an open mind and have a positive approach. You don't want to go in there already just kind of in this aggressive mode. Make sure you approach the situation delicately, but directly, okay? This also kind of ties into number five, just being specific. make sure you're clear as far as what you want. Make sure you ask your partner, you know, if they're about their comfort levels, and make sure there are no triggers, if they have some triggers. Let's say that you want to try spanking and they are not down for that because they may have been in an abusive relationship with a family member or with a previous relationship that they were in. So that is totally off the table. But be specific and be respectful. If that's not their thing, then wipe it off. Try to figure out another way that you guys can both be satisfied. And number six, stay on track. Stay on track with it. So some people, they find it better to write it down. There's nothing wrong with that. Write down your thoughts and make sure you understand what you're really looking for and why you want to do it. Because those are some questions that they may ask, like, why do you want to do this? You're not happy with me? You don't like what we're doing now? Be ready for those questions. Number seven, show and tell. So what that looks like is just like showing some videos or listening to a podcast and just showing them some examples of what you like or showing some images and saying, you know, this is kind of what I'm looking into. What do you think about that? Or we can kind of switch it up and do something like this. Number eight, reciprocate. So this is a give and take thing. You tell them what you like and they can tell you what they like and, you know, work with that. This is a mutual understanding. This is not just a one-sided experience. Make sure that it's something that you guys can both participate in and make it about the two of you and not just one person. That's not what you're trying to do. You're not trying to be a selfish lover. You want to be a participant, and you want them to participate. All right. Number nine, incorporate. Incorporate into your sex play. So maybe ease into it. So if you've had the discussion with your partner, then incorporate it into what you guys are doing. So what that may be is something like foreplay, just making sure that they're okay. And just there are different levels to it, and make sure, well, and you're comfortable. You may change your mind in the process and like, you know what, I thought I like it, but no, I don't. Or your partner may be like, well, I kind of like it, so let's try to take this up a notch. So you just try to find that happy medium. And most importantly, and this is should be number one, is consent. Make sure that this is something that your partner agrees to. So if it's before the process of happening and they say yes, and then during the process, during the session, they say no or stop, then stop. That there's no gray area to that. There's nothing cute about it. Like, ignoring that, respect their wishes, and stop. So those are my quick tips that I wanted to just share with you guys. For those of you who are willing to try something different, go for it. That's all I'm saying. So thank you guys for listening. I hope that you have a great evening. And make sure you check in tomorrow night at 9 p.m. when I interview Sheldon on Swinger Lifestyle. Having you guys on the radio with me just warms my heart. And I'm looking forward to many more episodes with you. Have a good night, you guys.